What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Conservative Input. We are recording our second episode. Today's topic is defunding the police. It's going to be a real treat. I'm joined by Mason. How's the weather today?
Oh, there's a lot of roof above me, but other than that, it is fine.
Sounds good. I'm also here with Steven. What's up?
Yeah. Oh, so excited, man. I just love to talk about politics and just hopefully I just get more involved with like politics in the future. But like, yeah, that's going to come that's around.
Awesome. I'm also here with Tim. What
hey.
Is up?
Howdy. What's going up? What's going up? What's going on? How we doing?
Up on.
Hey, I'm good.
And we are also here. Sorry.
I'm good. I'm just stupid. All right.
No, you're not.
And we got Devin. How is it going?
Hey, I'm here to ready to spread some knowledge about all of our topics we choose.
All right, so did we want to go ahead and get started with the sources, or did we want to talk a little bit about defunding the police first?
Let's talk about defunding the police.
Because, okay, all right.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
defunding the police. Wow, that is so, such a one of the stupidest things I've heard in my life.
Yeah, so today we're talking about defunding the police. Is it a good idea or is it a bad idea? I think all of us are leaning on the bad idea because it's just bad.
Intelligence.
I think anybody with common sense just knows defunding the police is bad. So
anyone who's looking around knows that defunding the police is bad.
Yeah, yeah. So I think we actually got some clips to react to.
We do.
About
we do.
Yes, there are cities where they decided to defund the police, and whoever's running those cities aren't the brightest, aren't the sharpest tool in the sheds.
Oh no! All defunding right. The police, really? Come
so
on.
So do we want to look at one of the videos first of the riots,
yes,
which are a little bit older, or do we want to? We do. Okay. All right.
Let's do that.
I'm gonna get that
pulled yeah.
quickly.
Let's take it back to the time. Why don't we look at what happened with the riots after Floyd's death, or the riots that ensued in the following months?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah, so I think these are from Portland. Everyone loves Portland, right? You know? Alright, so our first clip, we got some geniuses that decided it was okay to throw a Molotov cocktail at the police. That's just smart, you know? Alright, let's roll it here and let's react to this video.
Alright.
It's a little laggy, but
wow.
Yeah, as you can see, we got the cops in the riot gear. And
Blue Lives Matter.
Gosh. Wow. Yeah, that dude was definitely a genius for doing that, you know?
Oh yeah. But the cops are super, they're still gangster though. I like them.
What I love about like a lot of riders is they show up in like bulletproof vests or whatever, and they have like their masks and like all their tactical gear, like they're gonna do something. They're like, I'm too tough. You can't handle me. And then the cops come in and just like throw pepper, like spray them with pepper spray or tear gas, and they start crying and falling to the ground. It's the funniest thing ever.
Yeah. So I feel like the biggest thing to realize there is that's not really a good representation of what defunding the police does. That's a reason why
yep.
we should not defund the police.
Exactly.
Because we have people out there who are looking to basically just cause destruction, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why
yeah.
those police were actually brought on scene. So
yeah, without the police there, if they're all defunded, there'd be more places burned down and in chaos.
Well, I know that like whenever they started talking about defunding the police, they wanted to relocate those funds, but
mm-hmm.
at the same time, you also have to look at how much police officers make. They do not make much money whatsoever,
yeah.
and so it's not, it doesn't affect, you know, as far as their jobs and things like that. It makes it harder on them And then whenever it comes to the public, it's going to make it more dangerous and more chaotic area whenever you are defunding the police. And there's no question about that.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I feel like one of the biggest things. So every police department's different, you know. Some police departments are actually worse than others, and there's been I don't know where, and I don't want to get it wrong, but I believe it was in Minneapolis actually. There were several instances where people were being racially profiled, but you know that's not all over the country, and a majority of those racial profilings were done by a few select officers, which you know, like I said last time, you know, a few bad apples ruined the whole bunch. Yeah. So
yeah, we're not saying that like the there isn't bad cops.
Yeah.
There is. And but that doesn't mean like if there's one bad cop, that doesn't mean you have to take down the whole system.
Yeah.
And well, it's just... and there's also a bad, like in any type of work that you do, there's always going to be a bad employee. There's going to be a bad, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter what you do. So of course it's going to happen.
Yeah. And I think we also have another clip here of another example of why we shouldn't defund.
We do police. Indeed. I will switch that over right now.
Sounds good. Just all enjoying. Right. Yeah, so anyways, we're reacting to a clip from Minneapolis. They've gone kind of down the tubes ever since George Floyd. And they're just chaos.
Just chaos.
I believe this is footage of that store being burned down.
I do not know. I did not watch it too much. But okay. I did want to go ahead and warn there is some foul language in this specific video. So just beware of that.
Hey, fuck 12.
Yes, we've got all people standing up for racism. And burning stuff.
Wow.
How crazy do you have to be to drive your car through the head?
Like, you'd have to be like super high on drugs.
Like to drive through riots, like riots like that. That's crazy.
Or actually, if you're depending on what you're saying, if you want to drive through riots, you have to be super brave.
If somebody ever stood on my car, I'd just whip that thing in reverse
and just off the person, like right to the floor. Just like,
they ain't killing us all.
Maybe not that.
They can't kill us all.
Okay.
Oh, we got this man posting for this. Instagram?
All right. What? So, yeah. That is 10 minutes long, so we got a pretty good taste of what it is trying to demonstrate there. But, yeah.
Yeah, if you guys want to stop racism, just take Instagram pictures in front of a burning AutoZone. Problem solved.
Why are you take a picture of, like, yourself at a riot site just to, like, make yourself look? Are you trying to like impose your social justice view, or is it, are you trying to make yourself like a good moral person just because?
I think it's like, again, on like the whole respect thing, is that they're trying to show that haha, we don't care what you have to say, we're gonna do whatever we want. I think that's like what it is. Since
I mean, a majority, so with the riots, you know, there is the whole idea that a lot of people were just taking advantage of what was happening, which I wholeheartedly agree with, because there's no way they're like, who automatically jumps to, you know, rioting and looting stores when something like that happens? You know, that didn't happen back when Martin Luther King Jr. was helping out with the civil rights movement. So why is that something they would think would help now? So I really do think it's a lot of people just trying to take advantage of it. And with the whole Instagram picture, that's probably just them showing off, to be honest.
Yeah, just so I'm showing off that, hey, we burned this place down. We're cool. We don't respect authority.
Well, and then seeing that video, it's like all I can think about too is like, how would Martin Luther King feel about that?
You know, exactly. Like,
you know, that's not what he fought for. That's not mm-hmm. what he wanted. You know, he wanted everybody to be equal with each other mm-hmm. and doing stuff like this isn't, mm-hmm. it's just making the problem become worse mm-hmm. and it's not helping yeah. anything.
See, what the Black Lives Matter movement, or at least the people involved with the riots, because you'll hear people say, rioters aren't Black Lives Matter, when we all know they held up their fists. That's what they were screaming. So, they more closely resemble the Black Panthers and the Black Power yeah. movement than they do the Civil Rights movement.
Yeah.
They also admit to having the same like ideologies as a Marxist movement, and they fully admitted to that. So that tells you something right there.
And it's not the average person who like supports them either. It's the person at like the top. It was the people who were in charge who came out and made those statements. Mm-hmm. So
yeah. Also, like I feel like these the reason that these like big name people are wanting to defund the police is because they know that the police will try to stop all this chaos.
Wow.
What? Okay, this is just my opinion. I feel like these people, it seems like they're already doing this, but it seems like these big name people are trying to cause like a huge diversion with all the rioting, all the looting, and defunding the police and everything. So there's chaos going on in these cities, and the media's all covering that, and everyone's has their attention there, while other people are moving behind the curtains that we don't see, that we're not paying attention to. That was like the whole thing of the election too, but
It really is a big coincidence that all this came around right when an election was happening, but that's besides the point. From those three clips, you can definitely see why defunding the police probably isn't the best idea, and we even have some graphics to show that too. So before we get going with that, I will try and pull up these graphics. Guys can just talk about defunding the police if you want to.
So these graphs that we're going to be pulling up, another big reason why people want to defund the police also, they think that they're trying to say that the entire system is racist, and that a huge thing that they're trying to say is that cops always kill unarmed black men.
Or what?
They always kill black people. They always target black people. Which, if we look at these graphs, you'll see that that's not the case, really.
Yeah, like, but because the thing is, like, majority, if you think about this, it's like majority of the crimes committed in America, even though black people make about 13% of the American population, it's like about like 50% of the crimes committed in America were done by like black people. And obviously, those liberals, they're going to try and say, like, oh, but I thought you conservatives were the ones that are not everything about race. Well, you liberals are just making everything about race, like white supremacy, white supremacy, white supremacy.
Yeah.
We're going to have to flip the statistics onto you.
Yeah. What it is that, like, I want to say this, but I don't want to, like, say it in the wrong way. What it is that the crime rates are higher for black people because, and they're trying to say, like, the communities, and that's because the Democrats aren't funding or supporting these communities at all, and so that's why they're still in poverty.
Well, see,
and
what
still
it,
in poor conditions.
What it is you, so 70, I think 78 percent of black children born grow up in the house without two fathers, and it's most or without two parents, and usually it's the father who's not there, and I think it's like close to 30%. No. Closer to like 50% of. No, I want to say it's like 78% of the prison population is African American, which is very close to the 73 or 78% that were of the fathers not in the household. So I really do feel like there's a direct correlation between those two statistics. Me personally, I know Dennis Prager talks about that a lot, and I can't get this pulled up big enough.
I think there is definitely a correlation, because usually, like, whenever you do have, like, a father figure in the household, the father is the one that pushes the, you know, they're the one that enforces the rules that the household has. They're the ones that instill, like, respect in you and do things like that. I mean, moms help with that, too, but I feel like a dad is the one that plays that role more so. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like that's another issue, is because of it's becoming more common for people to have, like, just less respect for authority. They don't want to look into, like, the rules that they need to follow with society. Yeah. And I feel like it's just, like, snowballed since then, you know?
Yeah. So this is a breakdown of people that were killed by the police in the United States in 2020. And this kind of just goes off, like, gender, race, and what they're armed with. And, like, a huge argument with, like, the whole defunding police, it's like they're saying that all the police are targeting black people. But if you look at this graph, it actually says that more white people, a bigger percentage of white people have been killed than black people.
The thing is, that isn't per capita. Mm-hmm. So per capita, there is more black people being shot and killed by police. But the biggest number to look at here is the unarmed number.
Yes.
You know, we see this statistic that men are, that police officers are shooting unarmed individuals, especially unarmed blacks, at a statistically high rate. When in reality, if we look at all those numbers, I guarantee you that 41% is about 0.03% of the shots, or less than 3% of the shots, which is statistically insignificant. You know, that's not enough data to even consider.
It's a very rare case that an unarmed person gets killed.
Yeah, because usually if you're unarmed, you're not a threat. So
one thing is that, like, if, like, people are trying to say police kill unarmed black person or unarmed person, if you, like, the media will purposely try to hide any evidence of this person holding a weapon for their gain.
You see it all the time.
Yeah. Like the whole thing with Mekhi Bryant. They tried to edit out the knife to show that she wasn't doing anything. She was peaceful.
Yeah, when it was very clear, she was about to stab someone.
So, exactly.
And I've heard a whole bunch of arguments like, oh, we should have had his taser pulled out. I'm like, you have a taser out. I mean, what's to stop her from, like, I've been tased before.
Yeah.
Like, I've tased myself, and I could still control what my other arm was doing.
Exactly, so,
With a taser, you have a shot, and if you miss, and there's a good chance that you can miss with a taser as well from a long range, then that person's dead.
Yeah.
So it's like, at that risk you're trying to take, have an innocent person die instead of a guilty person die?
Yeah. It's also, it's just like, don't try to stab somebody in front of a cop. Most of these situations where somebody, one of these unarmed suspects, is killed, they're doing something to provoke the cop. They're doing something to make them pull their gun. Cops don't just pull their guns for no reason.
Well, and then to talk, go back to the tasing, like, if you tase, like, it depends on the person's body type too. So there's a huge correlation whenever it comes to taking someone, and sometimes it doesn't affect the person how it's supposed to. You know, somebody with more muscle, it would do more to them, but, like, somebody who doesn't have as much muscle, does less to them. And there's been many videos that you can find on the internet of where the taser does not work, or whether it's the clothing that person is wearing, and the prongs are not able to go in the way that they're supposed to. So you cannot rely on a taser to be able to do that. And for people who can put it, you know, who say input like that, they clearly just have no idea what that is like whenever you're having to make a split second decision. You know, it's somebody's life if you don't make the correct decision. And, you know, for somebody to, like, say stuff like that, you can just obviously tell they've never been in a predicament like this.
Yeah. Before. Yeah. And the fact that cop made a 13-second, he had 13 seconds to save a person's life.
Yeah.
And the fact that he was able to do that, is crazy.
And the other point, well, the other point that I was going to say is, you know, most officers do not go into law enforcement to hurt people. Yeah. They want to help people. That is the main reason why people go into law enforcement. Because honestly, like, if you look at how much they get paid, they do not get paid enough. If you look at the stress that they have to deal with, if you look at all the calls that they have to go to, if you know, seeing the things that they have seen, you know, like kids stuff or like a wreck, or, you know, imagining what officers have to see from day to day, and they have to continue their job. Oh, you know, there's a 4-year-old that just died in that car crash earlier, but you still have to continue on with your shift. And then the next call is going to be a dog barking call. And, you know, and it's like, it seems so minute whenever you just saw a 4-year-old die. So for people to say that, like, officers, you know, hate certain types of people is just, it's unrealistic and it's completely irrelevant.
Like, would the police officer hate me because I'm not white? Like, that's nonsense. Devin, you just hit it right on the head. And I'm just making this point. It's like, most cops, if we just walk around and, like, say in an area, it's like, most cops we encounter, like, they're actually really good people. You know, just say hello to them, or you just, like, do something simple, shaking their hands. It's like, they'll most likely just shake your hand back. You know, like, these cops, like, they put themselves on the front line to protect our communities.
Exactly.
And it's like, why aren't we giving them the respect that they deserve?
Yeah.
Unless they're really, like, the bad apples.
And talking about, like, good cops, I think we got a clip of that.
Yeah, we do, actually.
Yes, we do.
Yes, I will. Hold on 1 second. Sounds good. I am so sorry. Yeah.
It is all good. Yes, all right. We got a clip of good cops, I guess.
All right.
Come on, bro. All
right, hold up.
Here we go.
Okay, so our good cop, it is video number 4.
All right, so what were you saying? We got another clip to react to.
Yes, we do, and this one is from PragerU. I said that before that we cut out for a second there. So yeah, let me share the screen with y'all real quick, and this is gonna be full screen, so you guys should appreciate me a little bit. Share.
Oh, we appreciate you already.
Okay. All right, and then let me PragerU screen.
PragerU.
All right. So here we go. Let's make this full screen too. Why not?
Why not?
I'm Mommy Horowitz, and there are many on the left who want to abolish the police, feeling that communities of color would be better off without them. Abolishing the police has entered the realm of normative debate. Even the wife of New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio.
So many articles, man. Really? That's just bad.
How better off with a black community be if we dismantle the police?
I think infinitely, honestly.
How much better off would the black community be if we separated the police from them?
I like how, like, how much better these off people. We all be?
I'd rather have
like no clue.
Something that doesn't work without them.
I kind of want them to actually experience not having police, just so they can see what chaos would ensue.
Abolish the police.
Absolutely. Wait, hold up. Was that guy in the picture? Is that Kai the hitchhiker?
Disgusting.
You guys know that guy?
This country is about keeping black people down.
No.
Policing is about keeping black people down. What is that? What is this?
Voldemort doesn't want the police
and everything that they stand for.
How do people you think feel like an East Harlem about the NYPD?
I probably the same way I feel about them. You know.
Oh my gosh! You're assuming how people think just because of their race.
By the black community.
This is the thing. This is the stupidity that fills people's heads because they watch too much mainstream media. Get him out! Get him out! Honestly.
So I decided to go see the rage on the streets.
They're always like saying that the media is always saying, "Oh yeah, the right wing, they're racist and stuff."
So I'm here in Harlem. They're like saying how the black communities
think and how they should be ran.
What do you think of
people? The black people say,
your community.
Yep.
So this is where we actually see what the black community thinks. Because before it was all people, all white people in New York who are trying to push this agenda, who watch this mainstream media. And this is in Harlem on Malcolm X Street Boulevard, or Malcolm X Boulevard, where these people live. you know, and they deal with these, they deal with the crime and they deal with the police every day. So
we'll be better off if there was no police.
I think they're being somewhat.
How dangerous do you think this neighborhood?
Well, these people,
every day, because it'd be crazy. People will be just going crazy.
See, you know those black people. Worse than what those it is. Black people are based.
Raping, murder.
You know, I think there was a movie like that. I think it was called The Purge. What would happen in this community if they looked to abolish the police?
It'd be happening.
Abolishing the NYPD, that'd be suicide.
But yes, they're needed.
Did you guys notice what he was wearing?
Black Lives Matter.
He was wearing a Black Lives Matter shirt. And he could say, you know, abolishing the police is not the best idea. That's not something we should be doing. Especially here. Oh.
Looks like
he cut out.
Look. But these black people, they're based. These guys are super big. They know that abolishing the police is wrong. Like, come on, man.
All right, so this clip is of Portland, one of the craziest cities in the U.S. right now. Crime rates have gone up crazy, like, through the roof. And also, they've been defunding the police. And also, I think, was it more than half of the force that quit?
Yeah, I think so. And that was in a lot of cities, actually. A lot of the force, you saw an increase in early retirements. You saw an increase in people just quitting the jobs, and an increase in a lot of police officers actually moving to other sectors, whether that be private security or working at dealerships, like we talked about a couple days ago.
Yep.
Like us personally. So
yeah,
I'm gonna go ahead and start it right now.
Sounds good.
Let's go.
And this one doesn't have audio, I don't think, and if it is, it's very quiet.
Yeah, I like how they got like the painter's masks on, like that's gonna really do anything.
Wow. Yeah, but these are the same people that are telling us wear the mask. We got to, right? But no. Oh yeah, come on, police, where are the cops out there?
It's
why aren't they doing
mask chaos? Oh, I think come we got on. Some cops.
Oh my gosh. Wow, way to throw the middle finger at like someone in charge of authority. I saw that middle finger.
Oh.
That's a ball of fire right there.
I like how like they have like some people have like security on their vests or press. Like they're important.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, but that middle finger though. But that person held, I think that person held up the middle finger at the police. I was like, dang, bro. For real? Says a lot about who you are.
Mm-hmm. It just goes to show that our society is going down the tubes.
Well, they don't have any respect for the, you know, authority anymore. It's like nobody wants to listen or do anything that they're supposed to do. But it's like without police, without having those laws in place, then everything will be like chaos, like,
exactly,
and people aren't like understanding that now. Like, if they went and if they went into like different areas, like go to Mexico, go to other areas that have like more corrupt police force or you know whatever else, and see how bad the crime is over there, and you know, they will be able to appreciate what we have in the United States.
Exactly.
Well, so the thing is, recently, and I know PragerU did a, I think it was an interview with, I think the president of a South American country. I can't remember which one it is. I want to say Guatemala, but I have no clue. But that the country they were talking about, is actually safer to live in now under the new president than living in Chicago. So, because there's more, on average, there's more deaths and there's more shootings in Chicago than in a lot of places around the world. So,
by the way, guys, don't forget to go check out PragerU and PragerForce.
Yeah, we do have, I don't know if y'all can see it up there on the top bar, but we have the PragerU Instagram and Twitter. And then, of course, you can just look up PragerForce on YouTube or PragerU on YouTube. And then we have our handles across the bottom. So, check us out.
Yes.
And then for the third video, do you remember what the third video is, Zane?
I believe it's a video of, I think, I don't know what state it is, but it's a cop, at, like, a neighborhood party.
Yeah.
Now, this kind of showing, like, places that have funded the police. And it's not like utter chaos most of the time.
Oh, no, no. So this isn't a neighborhood party. This is raw riot footage.
That one. So, okay, yeah. Yeah. Never mind. Okay, so here is a clip of a good cop dancing at a block party.
Gotta love some dancing cops at block parties.
I swear, they're some of the best dancers. And also, this is a huge thing the media doesn't want to see. It's a white cop with black people.
Yeah.
I thought that was so unheard of. I thought all cops were racist.
I thought it looked...
Yeah, and he's having the time of his life right here.
Yeah. And you look, those black people, look at all these black people. They're not even saying anything.
Like, exactly. Yeah, like, they're all having fun. And that looks awesome. I want to be there. I want to go there.
Yeah. Yes.
Find me next time. That's a move.
He's vibing back there. What do you say?
Vibing. And I don't know if you guys noticed, but there's also another cop there. Dude, that's
interesting. Oh, wait, where is he? I didn't see the other one.
Oh. He's at the beginning. He just kind of walks off. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, well, I think that's like...
I think that's a really good example that a lot of people try to ignore. You know, cops aren't just there to like pull you over and lock you up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They're there to they're there to protect you. They're there to interact with the environment and interact with society and show that, you know, they are real people. You know, they're not when they put on that blue suit, that doesn't mean they're not human anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They're still people and they're compassionate and they care about people. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like,
keep going.
And just like every single human, we'd still have like our days where we're down or we're super happy. We're all human.
I think that's what people forget too, is that officers are not robots. They have feelings. They have, like, you know, you can only take so much as somebody, like, you know, telling they hate you and like all that stuff. And
yeah.
I think that's the other part right now too, is that a lot of officers are having to deal with is the morale.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, why would you want to put your life on the line to work such hard shifts and, you know, just having to deal with all of that and putting yourself at risk and whatever else. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you don't feel appreciated and you feel hated. And that's, it's just sad that these officers are having to deal with that.
Yeah. I think that's one thing that they should, like, it's a huge problem is that they're trying to make it so that we don't look up to police officers anymore. We don't look up to them as inspiration, as heroes. As people that can protect us.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And also, one thing is like, they're always saying, like, these, like, going back to like cops are robots, they're humans. Cops don't want to pull their weapons.
No.
Cops don't want to hurt anybody.
And
no, they don't.
And we've seen once this whole thing is started, it's not even, it's not even about the hurting people, too. I mean, that's definitely a big factor, but they're scared.
Yeah.
They're scared for their reputation. They're scared for their lives because they don't like, I wish I had the clip, but I don't. There's this video of a police officer. He's walking up the stairs and this woman's standing at the top of the stairs and like, she's pointing down the hall. She's like, he's right there. He's right there. Mm-hmm. So the cop lifts up his gun and he's walking up the stairs and then he sees who's down the hallway. He turns around the corner. It's a black man holding a gun and he's pointing at the officer, pointing at the woman. And he like he just backs up because he can't do anything, you know.
Well, if you're white male in law enforcement, it's just a complete difference. Like, you get automatically treated like you are racist. You automatically get treated like, oh, you know, that guy had a gun on him and another woman. So the officer was worried about the repercussions of what was going to happen because, you know, if it makes national news, that's going to target the officer. That's going to target the officer's family. The officer is probably going to have to either be fired because, you know, of how the police agencies and departments aren't protecting their officers like the way that they should be now. And they're just willing, because of all the media and, like, wanting to make everybody happy, they're willing to put the officer on the chopping block. And the officers mm-hmm. know that. They know that they don't have any protection. And especially being a white male now, it's a complete different... You have to worry about other things that you would never think that you'd have mm-hmm. to worry about. And now these officers aren't able to get their jobs done because of these issues mm-hmm. that are coming about. And yeah. so in turn, because you're not able to do your job, that is going to cause more mm-hmm. crime and more issues in the long run. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And like, another thing is like, another thing is like, people are trying to say that like, oh, these cops, like, they have no emotions or like to kill somebody. That's not true.
It's not at all, because that affects.
No, it's not true.
Have you guys, there's a clip out there, I believe it's in Florida, if I'm not mistaken. I don't remember what state it's in, but these cops were doing traffic stops, and this one suspect opened fire on this cop, and he had to pull his gun out, and he had to shoot the suspect, and he had a breakdown. The cop just fell to the ground, and his buddy was like having to hold him up and stuff because he was just a mess after shooting the suspect. That's what the media doesn't want to show you.
Was it with the younger boy?
No, that was that's also another incident, but this was more recent.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, that bring up the. You're talking about the little boy in Chicago.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a huge thing. People were trying to say that this cop shot a little kid for no reason. No, this kid was running around at 2 a.m,
mm-hmm.
if I'm not mistaken, shooting at cars. And he ran from the police, and the cop shot him. And what the police, or like what the news isn't showing you, is that he went up and tried to resuscitate the kid. And if you watch the body cam footage, he tries to resuscitate the kid, and then once everyone shows up, he walks off and he sits down, and you can just hear him. He sounded like he was distressed.
And that's what happened with the I cannot edit the size of this source. But anyways, that's what happened with the Makayla Bryant was her name? Makayla Bryant.
Makayla Bryant. Yeah.
As soon as he shot her. He was over mm-hmm. there doing chest compressions, mm-hmm. chest compressions, yeah. telling people to call the mm-hmm. EMTs, trying yeah. to make sure that, you know, that she Nobody was going else. To be alive, you know, and that yeah. she wasn't going to die.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That's not what they're not trying to show.
She's yeah. trying, but the thing is, Makayla Bryant was doing some dangerous things. Like, she mm-hmm. was literally about to stab somebody with a knife, mm-hmm. and the cop only had, like, what, mm-hmm. about, like, 2 milliseconds to, like, make a decision, so he's like... Mm-hmm. If he tried to, like, not shoot her and just try to, like, go over there to, like, hold her back, I think it'd be a little mm-hmm. too late. So, like, mm-hmm. that's why he pulled the gun and just, like, bam, bam, bam. I think the mm-hmm. shooting was like, 100% mm-hmm. justified.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people are trying to say, like, oh, it's not justified. Well, a lot of times, do you know how, like, not a lot of people understand, it's, like, what's going through cops' minds. They have to worry about themselves, they have to worry about even the suspect, and they have to worry about everyone around them. So in a lot of cases, when they have to shoot somebody, it's because the suspect is posing a threat to the cop and to anybody else around.
And also, like, I think what people need to understand as well is mm-hmm. that, you know, back to the cops being robots, mm-hmm. it's not like they're going to be able to make the correct decision every time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, yeah. Cops make mistakes. Mm-hmm. You know, they're human exactly. beings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So I have another source, actually, that's going to show what happened after the police were defunded in several major cities. So,
I see.
And this is the post by you guys watching can check this out. This mm-hmm. is let me see, it is Benny Johnson's post, and he talked about it on Twitter, and then he also talked about it on Instagram, and mm-hmm. I know some of us have posted it on our stories, but yeah.
Yep.
So if you look at this,
the police is so systemically
and
racist.
You guys can't see it, I don't think, but it no, is in the can. Chat. I'll quickly go over the numbers for you guys since you guys can't see. Mm-hmm. So in Portland, there was a 533% increase in murders. That's five times the amount of murders than there was this time last year.
That is
126% up in shootings. In Atlanta, mm-hmm. there's a 58% increase in murders. Philadelphia had 37. New York City had 13. Los mm-hmm. Angeles, 22. Chicago, 5. Mm-hmm. Now, Chicago is like the most dangerous city in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So it going up 5% is still pretty mm-hmm. drastic because of how bad it is.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they defunded the police in Chicago. And also, I don't know if you guys heard about this, but July 4th in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Versus the police.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I live pretty close to Atlanta, so I can mm-hmm. I can speak for this. They are.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that live in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
There's
yeah.
a lot. So, with it being a Democratic-run city, it's not hard to understand why this happened.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Other than that, we just have one other source, and it actually is mm-hmm. from the people who brought us all together, PragerForce.
Let's go.
I will get that ready real quick.
Once again, don't forget to go follow PragerForce. Go check them out. Also, PragerU.
Go check also, them out. Follow us on our Instagrams.
Yeah, do that too. I forgot to do that.
I did say before, they are all on the bottom of the screen, and then PragerForce's and PragerU's handles mm-hmm. are at the top. So... all right.
Yeah, I gotta wow. remember to put those in. So, yeah, let's do it.
Right. I'm getting it pulled up. I'm a terrible human being. Good. I'm so sorry. You guys continue talking.
Hey, don't say that.
I was also going to say, if you look at the crime statistics compared from mm-hmm. like a Democratic area mm-hmm. to a more conservative area,
mm-hmm.
the difference is huge.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
And then also, like, with a lot of these officers that are leaving the Democratic area, mm-hmm. they're going to more conservative areas to work. Mm-hmm. So, it shows right there that more conservative areas have more respect for law enforcement and more respect yeah. for the laws mm-hmm. that, you know, society has to follow.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that.
No, you go first.
All right, and that completely gets rid of the theory that Republicans were trying to defund the police last year mm-hmm. when Republicans the entire time were wielding their black to blue flags and constantly showing their support for law enforcement. Mm-hmm. And now, because crime is going up, the Democrats are starting to turn it and say, no, the mm-hmm. Republicans want to defund the police.
Yeah.
And that is not especially me, mm-hmm. that is not what I have thought this entire time.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a blatant lie. Like, that mm-hmm. shows, like, how mm-hmm. willing they are to lie about the like the actual statistics mm-hmm. of it. Mayor, what is her name? Mayor with Chicago's mayor Lightfoot.
Yeah,
I think so.
You know, she was actually confronted about that by a reporter asking about why the crime rates and the shootings have gotten so much worse,
mm-hmm.
and she couldn't even answer that question. And yeah. it's like they won't even address the mm-hmm. issues that is happening right now, especially mm-hmm. with the crime rates. And it's like, do you even care mm-hmm. about the people that live in yeah. that area?
I don't think she even knows what's going on in her own city. She's probably just with the elites.
Well, so what did happen is when everything started not even everything started going down. Mm-hmm. When Trump was president, he said to Chicago, and he said to Mayor Lightfoot, he said, if you guys need help, like, I can send people there.
Mm-hmm.
And she yeah. straight up turned it down. She was like, mm-hmm. nope, we don't need you. We don't need
yeah,
your help.
Now she's asking for help from Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Well, and that's a blatant wow. disregard for, you know, innocent people. Mm-hmm. Like, here you are, you're going to let all these innocent people get hurt for mm-hmm. what? Because of your agenda? Because mm-hmm. of not wanting to admit that you're wrong? Mm-hmm. And, like, that is wrong to me, mm-hmm. is that you're going to let all these innocent kids and, mm-hmm. you know, families and whatever else, you know, you're going to let them get hurt because mm-hmm. you can't man up and own up to it. And admit when you're wrong.
Well, she is a woman, so...
Whatever. Woman up.
Like, come on, man. I just feel like... See, the thing is, though, with the Chicago mayor not asking Trump for help, it's like... And two, even, like, when Trump said, like, when the looting starts, the shooting starts,
mm-hmm.
like, the liberals took it as, like, oh, he's a fascist. He wants to... impose like a fascist police state like Hitler or Mussolini, when it's like, no, if you look, there are rioting going on. there's a whole bunch of people that are just destroying stuff, and Trump is like, no, we're not going to allow this anymore. We want to restore peace and order. Like our cities.
Ron DeSantis, the Florida governor of Florida, he is like implementing a lot of stuff to where if you're rioting, you will be charged.
Which is how it should be, because if you're willing to destroy all these businesses, you know, and all different types of people own these businesses, and like they talk about the rioting and stuff, many black-owned businesses were destroyed in itself as well.
Yeah, at that point, it has nothing to do with standing up for racism or trying to defund the police. It's just they want chaos.
Exactly.
Yeah, and
that's
one thing,
all it's been.
One thing I've neglected to actually address, and I've had first-hand experience with this, with a lot of my friends, because I'm friends with a lot of people on the left, and you know, I love them, but I don't really respect their opinions too much because, you know, they're just a little bit hard-headed when it comes to some things. But not very many people on the left are very consistent with what they think defund the police means. You know, there are some people, like people in, you know, CHOP or CHAZ or whatever they call themselves, who do want to get rid of the police department entirely. You know, they don't want it. They don't think it should exist.
Yeah.
And I was speaking to a friend of mine, and they were under the impression that defunding the police meant reallocating funds, and not even all the funds, like a small portion of the funds.
Yeah.
And that's just, there's this real big disconnect between the people in the left. You know, not all of them can, not all of them even share the same beliefs and opinions, which is like how most political parties work, but you hear everybody chanting the same thing and nobody means the same thing.
Exactly. You know? They can chant, but they have no clue what they're actually, you know, like standing for.
We would love to share with you guys some more based content.
While having a little bit of fun too, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta have fun.
But all right.
Yeah. Well, hope you guys enjoyed.
Bye.
Peace out.
All right. God bless you all. Yes. Yeah, it's all right.
Hey, we go back.
All right. Hello. All right. So we're good. Here we go.
Technical difficulties.
Okay.
Cut.
I put for them to be here.
There's too many criminals down here, man. Are you kidding me? I wouldn't feel safe.
No, we need control of the city. So I think the police are necessary.
We need them here. We need them.
But you need the police to police the land, man, and the people, you know?
Yeah, but there's so many videos like this out there, and the black community is the one that are like, no, we need them, you know?
He wants to be a police. I want to push him to be a police.
Would you say the relationship between the community and NYPD is pretty good?
Well, he said he has a son and he wants to be a police.
Well, all police officers are not bad. You know, you got some of them that really care about the people, really want to help the people.
They want to divide us. And they just want utter chaos in our country.
That's really what they want.
That's the word from the OGs. Thanks, guys.
All right, there we go. And so, There you have it, folks.
Yeah.
That's from the community who deals with the police on a daily basis and deals with crime on a daily basis.
So I definitely
feel like we should be looking to their opinion.
Yeah.
When we're talking about defunding police officers who are keeping their streets safe.
Instead of some privileged college student with their $5 Starbucks drink and their $1,000 iPhone.
Exactly.
Yep. Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's my thoughts. Exactly. They think they know everything, but they don't.
Well, I think that wraps up our topic on defunding the police.
Yeah.
So I think we got another segment here. Mason, why don't you take us away?
Hello. Yes, we have a bonus segment just as always, except this time it's not about Biden. Welcome to What Do I Identify As, where we talk all things gender.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
All right, so I'm going to quickly go to my notes. So if you can't see me, then that's just because I didn't plan this well enough. All right. So.
Oh, the chicken is lovely.
With the thing, what we're going to do with this thing is I didn't know how many genders there were, so I decided to look it up. and I wrote down basically the base summary of every gender. And I think it'd be good, since I have a feeling that all you guys don't know what every gender is, that we react to them and basically our opinions on what we think about every one of these genders, okay?
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Male and female?
All right.
Is
let's
there
just
more?
Get started. We have, and with genders, it's like, it's actually kind of strange. It's not like so much male and female. It's more like the type of, like, it's kind of strange. You'll get it as you go, but I didn't see male or female on the page at all. But here we go.
Oh, boy.
So we got the first one is cisgender.
Cisgender.
And so cisgender is when you identify as what you were born as. So for me, I'm born a man, and I am a man. So I am a cisgender man. So, yeah, I guess that makes sense somehow.
Why can't you say male or female?
Because that's not specific enough.
But wait,
yeah.
You gotta fit in somewhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah, come
you
on.
Need to be more specific.
Yeah. I don't understand.
Just wait. That's actually some of the easier stuff. Okay.
Oh no.
Let's dive into the next one.
Oh
okay,
no.
Okay, the next one is transgender, and we all have a base idea of what transgender is where you just change your gender, right? I'm not sure how many rules there are or whatever the frick is up with it, but we all know what transgender is. It's where you basically just change to a different gender.
Whether that be physical or not. You know,
yeah,
I'm transgender
I guess
now.
There's no real rules because gender is a non-existent thing.
Yeah. It's a social construct.
So then if
nothing to do with
then there's
biology at all.
Oh boy.
And the next one I'm actually having trouble reading it. It is Sujet or something like that. It sounds French the way I say it, but I have a feeling I'm saying it completely wrong.
Oh
it
no,
is,
there.
It is a cisgender who is attracted to the opposite gender of them.
Wait.
So I don't know.
What?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Okay. Wait. So is that opposite cisgender of them?
I don't know.
You don't
my
know.
Brain
I actually don't
is
know how this is a gender.
Hurting.
I don't know why this is on the
yeah,
list.
It's not a gender.
I don't
That's
understand.
More like a sexuality.
Well, we'll go to the next one then.
All right.
The next one is not binary. And that one we know is an actual gender. It's where you don't identify as anything.
Okay.
Or any gender.
Not to be mistaken with intersex, because intersex is defined characteristics of both sexes. Usually leaning towards one or the other, so.
That was actually next, so you nailed that one perfectly.
Wait, intersex is a gender? No, it's not.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I guess
no.
So.
That would be like a hermaphrodite, right?
Yeah, it's a hermaphrodite.
Yeah, that's like the scientific term, but people won't identify it as an actual thing now. They're trying to.
And see, the thing is, that's not a gender, because I know plenty of hermaphrodites, and they either identify as one or the other. And it's because
exactly.
Well, and it only affects like 0.01% of the population,
it's
right?
A very small amount.
Yeah. So it's not a gender.
Yeah.
All right. So we've determined that one's not a gender. Just like about basically all of these.
Yeah.
But the next one is gender queer.
What?
You just have a weird gender, you know? I'm feeling queer today, you know?
And basically, gender queer is where you can be like male and female, or you can be like none of them, or they don't list.
I don't
really
know
examples in the descriptions of these.
Yeah, because they don't even know what it is.
they're just like, yeah, this sounds good.
Sounds good.
They're just like writing down notes like. What should this new gender be? And they're like, nah, whatever.
It could be anything. Wait, is there any rules? Nope, just next one.
All right.
Should we All give right, down a next... brief? Should we write down a brief description of the gender so people know what it is? No, this should be fine.
Nah, we're good.
Nah, I'm good. I read the brief description and it didn't make any sense at all.
All right, so what's the next
just like,
one?
So,
The next one is gender fluid, and okay. That means you're constantly changing your gender.
Oh my goodness.
I knew some girls like this in high school.
Oh no. Most people change their underwear every day. These people change their gender.
Yeah. It was gender and sexuality. I had a lot of girls that went to my high school who were like, I'm gay today. I'm bi. No, I'm straight. It usually happened like right after a breakup too. So
what?
Yeah.
Come on,
like,
man.
Like they date a guy and they'd be like, you know what? I'm into girls now. And then like after the girl would break up with him, they'd be like, you know what? I'm bi now. Girls are kind of hot, but dudes are hot too. And then just an endless cycle.
We're doomed.
Oh my lord! Come on.
That's
man.
Not even the worst. That what? One actually. Makes
oh no!
Barely sense compared to a lot of these other ones. They don't make any sense at all.
Those make
this
sense.
This next one is gender non-confirming.
Non-confirming or non-conforming? I think it's conforming.
My notes say non-confirming, but I could be wrong.
I think it's non-conforming. Yeah, I'm well-versed
non-conforming
in
non-conforming then. We'll go with that one. And non-conforming, where you basically don't line up with your gender's, like, kind of set of style. Like, for example, if a guy's wearing makeup and has nail polish and stuff, I guess that is the example that there
isn't
is
that just
for that.
Transgender, though?
Apparently
I think that's just a guy with a different style. That's what I think.
It's a cross-dresser, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Why it's also Harry Styles.
Guys, come on. Caitlyn Jenner, bro. Like, come on. Do we want her? Transgender, though. Like, come on.
Is there any more genders that will absolutely destroy my brain?
Yeah, these genders, like, I don't get why the left has to come up with all these, like, different gender
these
names.
These are the
like,
most simple ones, guys. I think there's two more
okay.
on my list. And those, and these two don't make any sense. Or wait, no, there's three more. And
oh,
none of them
no.
make any sense to me. So this next one is, what is it called? Gender expansive, or expansive, yeah. Gender
what?
Expansive. And it's the same thing as the previous one, the gender non-conforming. Same thing, literally. It even said it on there, they are the same thing.
Huh?
What? So it's just a different
How name. Can we confuse more people? I feel like that's what they're asking themselves. Like, can we confuse, like, the more people that don't believe in this stuff? Let's confuse it.
Well, so I feel like...
I'm confused. They did a good job.
Everybody, okay, so it's a terrible thing to say, but... Everybody wants to be oppressed, you know. Everybody wants to be part of the club that gets oppressed because it gives them something to talk about. So having more options, and let's be honest, these are options because if we look at them, they're literally just a mixture of masculine and feminine characteristics. You know, you can have masculine men, you can have feminine men.
Yeah.
I know plenty of feminine men who don't say they're women. You know, don't say they're gender fluid, don't say they're gender non-conforming. They're just dudes who are feminine. Which is okay.
Yeah.
So having different names for these different combination of female and, or feminine and masculine traits looks very attractive to people who want to be part of this community if they don't want to go by one name or another. So
that makes
sense.
I like how
now people act like you can just go pick out your gender, like you're picking out like toppings for ice cream.
Yeah.
Like, I'd like a little bit of that. Ooh, that sounds good, too.
Yeah.
I think I'll get some of that, too. You know?
What else we got, Mason?
All right, the next one is agender. Where
what?
You don't identify
what?
As any gender.
Okay, so...
So it doesn't make sense to me because by not being a part of any gender, that is a gender.
Isn't that
come on, man. I don't know what's going on here.
So,
yeah,
isn't agender non-binary? What?
So okay, so you have to
what?
Think about it.
What?
So
exactly.
It's kinda like the whole
you
asexual,
can't though.
It's kind of like the whole asexual thing, you know. You're not sexually attracted to either gender or either sex. I don't. I'm. There's so many words going on.
That just means You got rejected too many times.
Oh God. So you know you're not what? Really either gender. I guess it's different somehow. You know, give them credit where it lies. I guess. Where's that? Right, what's the last one?
Why? Why?
The last perfect one. Okay. This one is just this one blew my mind the most. It is gender void.
Gender void.
So,
what is that?
What is the?
So it's basically the same thing as agender, but instead of just not choosing a gender, it's more like you feel like you lost your gender or something. Like the absence of a gender.
Sanity.
What?
They lost their mind?
Nope. Is that what you said? Over my dead body. What?
So for those people, instead of searching for their soul, they're searching for their gender, looking for it, wondering where to go.
I just got to look down to find my gender. It's not that hard.
It's not that hard.
Just look, you know, just look down, you know? When I got to go to the bathroom, just look down. There you go. I found my gender.
But there is a bonus gender.
Oh, my.
Made up.
You've made up a gender.
Gender. Into the genderverse.
Okay. Oh, that is the gender. What characteristics does this gender have? Because I might be interested in this one.
Who knows?
Who knows? Oh, it's just
because all of them have kind of been taken already. All the extreme stuff have been taken. You can't really create a gender anymore.
Really?
Name. Gender. Into the gender verse.
Can I be like trans species then? Can I be like a penguin or something?
There is.
Hey, whatever.
Transracial is now a thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys saw that. It's the guy that now is Korean.
Is Korean now. I wonder. See, he got a lot of hate for that. But I think it's absolutely hilarious.
Oh, he got a lot of hate for that.
I think it's hilarious that the left can't even stand when people play their own game.
Exactly.
You know? It's like, no. keep some set of rules that you're okay with people following. But
like the gay NFL player that's a Republican.
Yeah, they're like,
everybody
you know,
hates him.
Yeah.
It's crazy. As soon as you're a Republican, everybody hates you. You're allowed to be canceled.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
I propose a new gender.
Okay.
What?
I don't know the name yet, okay. But you can identify as a car and a fish at the same time.
That sounds like autoquatic gender to me.
Autoquatic
gender.
You just got it.
Autoquatic gender. I now identify as a Lamborghini bass.
Wow.
That's
wild
pretty
right
cool.
There.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Where's the door handle?
I'm a penguin Apache attack helicopter. So.
Ah, yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Where's the door handle? Come on. Really?
Is there any more brain hurting genders that all sound the same and are completely made up?
We'll just have to check back tomorrow, I guess, because it's ever changing, right?
Okay. I love how a huge argument is like people are like, well, it's an infinite list, yet you clearly found a list.
I know, I had to look really hard for some websites, and the list that I got was from Women's Health Magazine.
So they use the word women? That's a micro.
I know.
That's a microaggression right there.
That is a micro. Oh, we gotta cancel them, guys.
That's not a gender.
Cancel them.
That is that's very very transphobic of them.
Very very.
I have to agree, especially because they're talking about gender on their page.
I can't believe it. Women have no right to talk about gender when they are not a gender. Jeez.
I know.
Gosh.
We gotta cancel women now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cancel women.
That's just gonna be taken out of context.
Yeah, I'm not kicked out of the group, right?
What was that?
I'm not kicked out of the group, right?
No, you're fine. Just don't, you're an exception. Just don't say
wait,
you're a
guys.
Woman
that means men have to be canceled as well because man is in woman.
Dang, I guess we're all kicked out of the group.
Dang.
We're not woke enough for our group.
I now identify as a Honda lawnmower.
Wait, I thought you were just a Lamborghini bass, bro. What happened?
It's a fluid-changing...
Yeah, he's gender fluid, guys. Jeez.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So you're,
I'm gender
you're...
fluid something.
Hey, dude, go for it.
My gender changes every minute. Except it. I don't know what we're saying.
That brings us everything in what do I identify as? And we'll probably see this segment a lot more often because it'll constantly be changing with the whole community of gender. So until next time.
Until next time. All right. Well, did we have anything else? Because
I don't believe so. I think that was the whole segment or whole two segments. I think we've been going for about...
Going for an hour and 13.
Hour and 13.
Yeah, that's minus all the time. So.
Yep. So I think we're gonna wrap it up here. I hope you guys enjoyed. Don't forget to follow us on our Instagram and YouTube.
And also, yeah, I do not have our Instagram and YouTube on here, but The Conservative Input is our Instagram, and I'm pretty sure The Conservative Input is our YouTube as well. So.
It's the exact same.
Oh yeah, it is. Hey, that's great.
Yeah.
But also, completely like forget us. Like the real big shots are up at the top. You know, PragerU and PragerForce. Our last video is from them, and they are doing a lot in terms of providing media and education to the American people to make sure they know what's going on with our country. So.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And disclaimer: we don't speak for PragerU. We just.
We're all members, but we speak on our own accord.
Yeah.
None of our opinions are officially, and I would say unofficially, PragerU's. But they're an amazing organization, so I'd say check them out.
Yep.
Yeah. So again, don't forget to leave a like, comment too, subscribe, share our channel if we get censored by big tech, which is probably going to happen because
if we get big enough. You never
if
know.
We get
we talked about gender.
We did.
Instantly
canceled. They're going to cancel us because I identified as a lawnmower, you know?
Yep. And don't forget... And
that's transphobic.
Oh, yep. Don't
do that. And so don't forget, we at the Conservative Input, all we want to do is just share the truth. We want to just share facts and evidence to show what's really going on with the issues of our country. In the midst of all this misinformation and just chaos going on in the political realm of our country, we want to bring just a beacon of truth and hope to people. And we hope that like all of you guys can just even hear this and just even share with your friends and family, you know, both people like who are conservatives or like those that are not so conservatives, like, you know, we just want to get them to know what the truth is. Let them think for themselves. We want critical thinkers. That is why we decided to form this channel, is because we want to help people critically think for themselves on the problem. So yes, please follow us on Instagram. Please subscribe to our channel at The Conservative Input. And please share our videos.